now.
Okay, my name is Jack Purdom, and my call is Whiskey 8 Tango Echo Echo. And I was one of the speakers at 4 Days in May 2017. And my topic was a facelift for your QRP rig. And basically what I was trying to do was to show how it's possible to build an effective QRP rig for under $50. And that was the subject of the March 2016 QST article. But as popular as that was, and we did sell quite a few boards, the follow-up was that a lot of people don't use Morse code, but they're still interested in inexpensive, high-frequency, what they call voice transmission, single sideband for us. So I started looking around for inexpensive QRP single sideband rigs that could operate on 40 meters or 20. And I only found two. One was from OZQRP down in Australia. It was the MDT, 2 watts, double sideband, but no VFO. And I wanted to keep the price point below $100. And that was about $130 with the VFO. And then I saw the BitX 40 that Asher Farhand designed and built. And he marketed that for $45. He has since added a VFO and LCD display and jumped the price all the way up to $59. So that's what I went with. And the subject of my talk was further enhancements of the BitX 40 with the VFO and the LCD display. So what I did was I added a 380 by 420 TFT color display. I added CW to it, an AGC speech compression, and a keyer with, I call it a contest keyer, because you can store up to 50 canned messages that you can select at runtime using an encoder. I also changed the tuning from the potentiometer shuttle tune that Farhand developed and just replaced that with a rotary encoder. So now the BitX 40 has a color display, CW mode, AGC, speech compression, and a contest keyer. And we haven't quite finalized the board, but we still think the price point will be under $100. So the talk was centered on just how we implemented those new features into the existing BitX 40.
How many do you expect to sell?
Well, I don't know. We got surprised with the 49er. We sold. We had 200 boards made after the QST article, and those were gone in 10 days. So we are probably going to make 500 of these boards, and we're going to sell them cheaply. They'll be sold for around $5 each, and you'll have to populate the boards yourself, but the PCB will be only $5. And we're going to have probably a run of 500 and see what happens.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Okay.